Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
59 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone, on this Saturday morning. Definitely a cooler Saturday morning than we were experiencing this time last week. We do welcome you into another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp joining you from the studio, and Jack is once again in his never-done garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy fall morning.
Yep.
Isn't it wonderful? Cool and crisp and not humid.
That's right.
This is a beautiful day. You gotta love it. Miss Pam and I have had a great week. We got a lot done around the old Never Done and only had to make one trip to Little Rock, so that was a good week. John and, John is late, but he's on his way. He sent us a note, said he was late. And did he buy a Volkswagen? he said something about having trouble getting up the hill, so he may have. Little Ricky's here. He's got his Hell's Angels hat on. He got here early this morning. I think Miss Melissa kicked him out or something. I don't know. It was a mysterious circumstances because Rick is never early. But he's here. I'm glad he's here, sort of. It's always a pleasure to have Ricky in the building, don't you know?
You say he's got a Hell's Angels hat on?
Oh, yeah. It's from riding his Honda.
Oh, does he have matching tattoos on his knuckles that say love and hate?
No, he hadn't gone that far.
Oh, okay.
Not yet, but I'm keeping my eye on him. I think he's going off the deep end. Miss Pam and I, we got kind of carried away since we were home and had time, and I decided to move a couple of the Model A's in the barn to a different area. And Rick, you didn't even see them out there. Are you paying attention? So we hooked old Waldo up to one of them, and first of all, I was going to start it and drive it. The battery's dead and won't recharge. I'm telling you, batteries just don't last anymore. It just been this a couple weeks since I started it. Okay, maybe it's been a couple years. Well, maybe it's been 5 years. Well, anyway, so we couldn't get it going, so I said, we'll put a chain on it. You get in Waldo, you pull me out. Get me positioned, and I'll push it, Ben, me and Mr. Gravity. So I'm in a hurry because it was not a cool day. She's wanting to get back in the house. So I hooked the bumper. I hooked the big chain on my decorative front bumper. That means it's not for pushing and pulling. It's just for looking. And we proceeded. She took off with great gusto. She forgot to make the chain tight, gentle. And rip the bumper off.
Off of Waldo?
Yeah, off of Waldo. And but it's my fault. I had the chain hooked on there. I've got these tow hooks on the frame meant for pulling logs and things that I need to pull and cars. Did I take the time to crawl under there and put the chain on it? No, I did not. So anyway, I got to practice my welding and patience this week. But we got her back on there. I don't know if anybody else is receiving Free People magazine. Get that microphone up closer to you there. It's
not me. I just got the Free Baxter Bulletin.
Oh. Well, we're getting this Free People magazine. And Friday, we got one in Spanish. Now, I appreciate it.
Olé.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Amigo. Did it say amigo or people?
No, it said people. Now, listen. Are you listening to magazine publishers? If you want to send me free magazines, I'm good. Send car magazines. This is the car guy.
Even in Spanish?
I don't care. I like the pictures. So, anyway, we're getting Free People magazine. Do we have a call?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's Let's get that call in.
All right. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 425-5522, or you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364, and you can also send in your questions and your comments by email. The address is carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line three. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Matt. How'd the Bombers do last night?
They got beat last night. It was Pine Bluff winning that game 48-20.
Shoot.
Yep.
Oh, and also, who's pitching tomorrow in the Cards Braves game?
Okay. It's going to be let's see, Adam Wainwright getting the start for St. Louis, and Atlanta will go with Mike Soroka.
Soroka and Wayne.
Yep.
Oh, and Jack, do we got any racing today?
Yeah, we do. The Cup and the Xfinity are at Dover. Dover, Delaware.
Okay. Do you think we'll win the Xfinity race, and then do you think we'll win the Cup race?
Oh, I think Bell is going to win the Xfinity race. And the Cup race, they have reset the numbers. They're starting all over again, race for the championship. Oh, boy. Young Elliott is on a roll. I think I'm going to pick him at Delaware. He is mature past his years. I think Elliott will win.
Okay, and of course, Matt, you realize the Cards Braves game is tomorrow.
Right, I do. All right, well, thanks so much for calling.
See
you. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, before I forget, Matt, I want to thank everybody for all of my birthday cards and calls and text messages. That was very nice. I appreciate it. I even put some of the special birthday cards on the wall of the Never Done Garage. I've got them stuck on there.
The best gift you got was that putty knife to scrape all that wax off when the candles got blown out. So we could eat that cake.
Oh, thank you, Rick. We almost set off the smoke alarm. And Rick, bless his heart, little Ricky. He even gave me a motor manual for the 71 Plymouth. Wasn't that thoughtful? I mean, he went out and found an appropriate manual.
Well, you're easy to buy for, because if it's one of your cars, we know it's not running.
Oh!
He's in rare form this morning, and I'm being good. I'm not going to pick on him. I'm a good, kind, but I do love that hat.
That's Jack for wanting a favor.
For those of you in the outlying areas.
Yeah, for those of you in the outlying areas. I ask him one question. Are you afraid of 220-volt electricity? And he says, no, but I'm afraid of heights, and yeah. I am not hanging those lights in your barn.
When you're standing on top of the ladder, I'll plug in the wire, and you hook up that light, okay?
Okay, I ask you one little favor. And it's not high. It's probably only 30 feet up there, and I got a perfectly good wooden ladder. I don't know what you're afraid of. So, we'll talk about that later. That's negotiable. We better get our first break in here while we calm down, huh, Matt?
All right, let's take a look at your forecast before we do.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Today it'll be mostly sunny. Highs will be near 82 degrees. And then tonight, mostly cloudy. And that's when the rain chances will start to pick up. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows near 61. And then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Highs near 69 degrees. That sounds weird to say. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. The chance of precipitation will be 80% in the evening. Then just a slight chance after midnight. Lows near 50. And then sunny on Monday. Highs will be near 72 degrees. Lows will actually get down in the 40s Monday night and Tuesday night as well. And then we'll start to see a little bit of a climb back up in temperatures as another chance of rain begins Thursday morning and continues through at least Friday afternoon. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area. We are seeing a system of some showers over in northeast Oklahoma, a little bit west of Tulsa right now. We could be seeing some of this later on, but It's kind of, at the moment, it may be a little early to tell. At this time, at last check, that is, Norfolk Dam was running one unit with lake levels at 557.83. Bull Shoals was running six at 662.74. Our high yesterday was 77. Low this morning was 58. Joe, are we still at 59 degrees right now? Okay, we are at 59 degrees. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 14 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Garlic butter bacon burger, garlic butter bacon burger. Ba-ba-ba-ba, ga-ga-ga-ga. Buttery, big buttery bites of beef. The big bald baby begs for bacon, bubby, begs for bacon.
You ready, Arnell?
Yeah, I feel warm.
Rolling.
The Junior Garlic Butter Bacon Burger with tots for just $2.99. Hurry in, they're going fast. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included to menu for details. For limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
Nice one.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army Thrift Store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
In our fishing tournament update, the year-round Cove Bass Club will have its next installment this Saturday at the Norfolk Ferry Boat Ramp. For more information, go online to covebassclub.net. The Norfolk and Bull Shoals Winter No A-Rig Bass Tournament Series will have its next event Saturday, October 19th at Bull Shoals Lake Boat Dock. Entry fee for each event is $90. For more info, contact Dub Johnson at 870-613-2564 or Wade Giltner at 870-371-0463. Another series is scheduled for next year. The USA Bassin Team Tournament Trails Norfolk Bull Shoals Division will begin its season Saturday, March 14th at Panther Bay Marina on Lake Norfolk. For further details, contact Daniel Kruger at 812-630-8899. Our fishing tournament update is brought to you by Tracy Area Boat and Motor, Binks Legendary Guide Service and Binks Spoons, Jerry's Quick Stop, FishNorfolk.com, and the Lazy Dog Flea Market.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn.
I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The rapper pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear, hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Beep, beep. Okay, okay, so I play it once in a while. I can't help myself. I like it. Well, we're back. We're back. Rick is showing us the tools of the week and stuff, and he's got something over here brand new that he thinks I don't have. So I'm going to have to just show him later. He's always trying to bring something I don't have. Now, can I find it? Now, that's another matter.
Have you ever used it?
Yes, I've used it. I'll give you lessons on that thread file.
He's used them for bolts.
Okay. Like I said, now John's here. John and Rick's here, but Karsten's not. You know, he's got his friends in town. But I think he's ashamed of he didn't want to bring them to the Never Done this morning. You know, there's something going on there. Because he was texting this morning. But so I know he's awake, and I know he's listening. Something mighty suspicious. I think it has to do with guns and adult beverages, but I'm not sure.
Or where?
Yeah, or where. I know it's not here. But anyway, we miss old Karsten. He'll be back. He'll be back with any luck at all. I got to visit one of our listeners last week, John. Quite a character. Him and his son and his grandson, between the three of them, they've got 6 drag cars. And I went out to his shop and visited out there, and it was quite the deal. He's got a big shop with his work, and then he had another shop we went into. And I knew when I opened the door and was greeted with air-conditioned room, big air-conditioned room, that I was going into a different place. that's where the race cars were.
And the floor is clean, too.
And the floor was clean, yes. Yeah.
Most of our listeners that I've known are met for characters.
Yeah, you know, car people are great. They have different interests. They have different cars. Some of them are unique people. For those of you in the outlying areas, that means they are crazy. But they're all good people. You hardly ever meet a car person that is not, if you take a minute, or a motorcycle guy, or an old tractor guy, If you meet them, take a minute to get to know them a little bit. They're all good people. They're all good people. Wouldn't you agree, Rick? Say something nice.
Absolutely. I tell you what, that dragster shop, I've been in there, and they've got that little bitty one. It's about 10 or 12 feet long. It's got like a chainsaw motor. The thing goes 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
This 10-year-old grandson.
They're called junior dragsters, and they're quite popular.
If you took all that spacing foam out of that seat, I know I could fit it out. I would drive that. I would never do that one with a giant engine.
Yeah.
But I'd do that one with a chainsaw engine.
Well, 85 miles an hour setting an inch off the ground is fast.
Well, it's just a little faster than my lawnmower. I kind of hopped that up a little bit.
Yeah, right. It's a little faster than your Volkswagen.
Maybe twice as fast.
Yeah, twice as fast. Last week at the Roval, you know, the NASCAR race, Ms. Steiner and I both are in agreement that we enjoyed that race, and her and I had this conversation. I said, ooh, she said she'd like to go, and I said, well, I'd like to go. And I said, well, listen, here's what we'll do. We'll load up that Volkswagen, and we'll all go, and we'll just camp out in the infield and have a big time. And she said some words that I'm not going to repeat. But she said she would love to go to the race, and she would love to be in the infield, but she is not taking that Volkswagen and camping in it. I mean, she wasn't even, and Rick was on the phone with her. I mean, there was no maybe, I'll think about it, let me get back to you. It was no. So, I guess we'll go to Roval, Rick, but we're not going in the Volkswagen. Is that what you gathered?
I got pretty much the same.
I think that was pretty clear. But anyway, I enjoyed the Roval. It's very entertaining. If you didn't understand the configuration of the Roval, why they call it the Roval, it's a road course, R, and they use the oval banking oval at Charlotte. They come off the banking at high speed, have to brake, go through an infield road course, go all around, then come back out onto the oval on the other end and then go down the backstretch. And it was quite exciting. It's challenging. The drivers liked it. It's challenging. It was funny. Chase Elliott, the most popular driver, voted by the fans and will be forever and ever and ever, was blasting down that straightaway, or down, to come off around the oval, down the short straightaway, getting ready to break to go back into the infield, and they have this big barrier over there that's called the Tums barrier, like upset stomach.
Heartbreak corner or something.
Yeah, well, he plows straight into, puts his nose in his, and his lead plows right straight into the Tums barrier with all the cameras on him and just T-bones it. And everybody thinks, well, he's done. He's out of it. No, he backs up, waits till the cars all go by like he's the rules. They put him in last place. He starts, goes into the pits. They fix his car, comes out, starts last, passes the whole field, and wins the race. Then, at the end of the race, this is why the kid is the most popular driver. He makes his way over to that same straightaway, pulls up to that same Tums barrier that they have repaired, put the Tums sign back on it, puts the nose of the car on it, and does a tremendous burnout trying to push that barrier down the track. And the fans just loved it.
I've heard it all for them.
It was great. So it was an entertaining race and a popular win. There was a couple of bad sports at that race. I guess you guys all saw that. Bubba Wallace and Alex Bowman got into it. They're two young guys. They both of them have a lot of passion. They both have tempers. And they were banging on each other and got a little heated. And I guess Bubba Wallace is his way of waving and showing his appreciation and talking to everybody continuously on the track is to flip the peace sign.
the Hawaiian peace sign.
The Hawaiian peace sign. And I guess the drivers are just about tired of it because he does it all the time. And so Bowman came on his radio and he says, if he does that one more time, he says, because Bowman was trying to pass him and couldn't get around him. So he did it one more time, and Bowman spun him out, put him in the wall. And then they banged on each other the whole rest of the race. Well, after the race, because the conditions were extreme, and a lot of the guys were really hot and dehydrated. So after the race, Bowman crawled out of his car and collapsed beside the car, and the safety personnel, the medical personnel, were over there attending to him. And Bubba Wallace, who wasn't quite as exhausted, came over and dumped a Gatorade on him and the medical people to show his displeasure. And then Kyle Busch, my all-time favorite personality, they called a red flag with three laps to go, and he decided that he wasn't going to sit in that hot car and he wasn't having a good day. He just pulls off the track and parks it and didn't even finish the race. I understand. It was hot. He was uncomfortable. He was at the back of the pit. Wasn't going to win. He was three laps down, but sponsors did pay to see that car run. Sponsors did pay to see that car finish. Fans came to see him run. Fans came to see him finish the race. That's what I'm saying.
Are you sure they came to see him finish the race or to see him get wrecked into the wall?
Well, that's
hard to walk on.
But, you know, I think anybody in public, I don't care if you're a politician or a race car or a radio announcer or whatever you are, the public deserves a certain amount of, they deserve to get what they pay for with us. And if they come to see a race, they need to see the whole race. If they come to see you, if you're a politician, you need to show up to all the meetings and vote. If you're a radio personality, you need to be the best you can on the air and give them what they
earn your pay.
Earn your pay. Earn your pay, John. That's good. Okay. All right. Now, I have always liked Mario Andretti. You know, the ex-Formula One driver, won the Daytona 500. He's won in most every series of racing he's got into. He's kind of like an elder statesman of him and A.J. Foyt. You know, I just love those guys. And I really love him now because Mario made a quote last week. Somebody was asking him what he thought about Formula E and would he have driven in that when he was a young man. And he said, "You take the noise away from racing and you're losing half the thrill and entertainment. Go Mario. If you take the noise away, you're taking away half the excitement."
Could you just play rock music?
No, I don't think so, John. I think it's the engine noise that people want to hear and stuff like that. All right, Matt, how are we for time? Is it time for a break?
Pretty close.
Well, let's get this next break in here.
All right, we'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 29 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy. Actually, before we break, Jack, there is one thing I did want to mention real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
There's a big event coming up, actually this morning, starting in about a half hour. For those of you who have not heard about this, it's called the Flip and Fling 2019, and one of the things that's included in today's event is a car show, and that's actually going to start at about 10 a.m., sponsored by the Ultimate Auto Group. And plenty of other activities, including a ragball tournament, 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and plenty of music. And this is going to be at Hickey Park starting at 9 a.m., and it will benefit the ABCs and 123s. That is a local 501c3 nonprofit assisting children and families in need throughout the Twin Lakes area with clothing, personal items, school supplies, and other assistance.
Thank you, Matt. That is, I'm glad you remember that. They have done that for several years, and that money does all go to worthwhile charities. Nobody takes anything out of that.
Absolutely. All right, we'll break now. It is 29 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
The annual election period for Medicare starts October 15th. Hello, this is Tommy Knight. Call me to schedule a time to shop and compare plans. Choose from Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, and Prescription Drug Plans. I'll give you the one-on-one personal attention you deserve, answer any questions you may have, and no crowded rooms. Call me, Tommy Knight, at Affordable Insurance, 870-425-6079, and let's arrange a time to meet. NPN 969-4304.